WKZO, and that would make me Jeremy Lawrence. Imagine that.
That would make sense.
That they named the show after me. Of course, haven't named the show after him. Nevertheless, he's always here and always attempting to take over the program. He is
Michael Loudon.
See, he was just trying to take it over right now.
I'm going to take it over.
See, now the funny thing is, while you have control of the phones, I have control of the microphones.
Yeah, so you could silence me at any point.
I could. I could. See, that's why he behaves himself as much as he does. Otherwise, we'd be in trouble, all things considered. Well, I'll tell you what, we've got a program lined up for you today. Let me tell you a couple of things we're going to be talking about. Do you trust your state government? It's a question that was asked as part of a Gallup poll. This was done a while back. The question is an interesting one. The answer is an even more interesting one. We'll dig into that here in a little bit. Also, a little later, GM agreeing that, yes, they'll pay a $35 million fine to their former owners, the government. Isn't it just like our government to sell out of a company and then turn around and demand more money?
Of course.
Oh, well, anyway, we'll talk a little bit about that as we get a little bit further into the program. Of course, we are, you see, you asked, and I'm going to answer yes. We are doing a ticket giveaway, a movie ticket giveaway, and yes, a movie ticket giveaway for something coming out this weekend. What I've got for you is a set of four tickets. This is four tickets to the movie Million Dollar Arm. It's that new Disney movie that's about the scout trying to find the next great pitcher for Major League Baseball, and he ends up finding himself in India to do it. Interesting stuff. We got four tickets to it. I would just give them to you, but again, Michael is taking over the phone lines just to spite me. So he's going to be asking, I don't know, some dumb, stupid, ridiculous trivia question. I don't know. One of these days I'm going to have to trick him so I can just give you the tickets. But apparently it's not going to happen today because he's over there. He's alert. He's ready. I'm waiting for a day when he's half asleep, and then we can kind of slip it by him. But for today, we're just going to have to go through this, so just bear with us. That's coming up a little bit later on in the program. Also, our video of the day. It's actually videos of the day because there are a couple of them on there. If you have ever watched Iron Chef America, heck, even if you haven't watched it, these are worth it. On Iron Chef America, they are known to have the chairman who will reveal at the beginning of the program what today's secret ingredient is. Well, the magic of the internet has ensued, and what we have for you is a video where someone has cut and spliced all those moments together so you can hear today's secret ingredient over and over and over again. Now, this may sound a little boring, but you have to remember, the chairman delivers this with such flair that it's just worth watching. That's the moment that I watch the program for anyway. We get through the secret ingredient. Okay, I've seen what I need to see. Thank you. So we're saving you a little time here. So check out the videos. There's like a part one and part two, so check them out. It's at WKZO.com. It's in the blog section. That's below with the news area if you scroll down towards the bottom. Or you can go to our Facebook site. It is posted there for you. If you go to WKZO.com and click on the Facebook link at the top of the page, it'll take you right there to our Facebook page, and you can check it out for yourself. Now, I wanted to dig into this, and we were going to dig into this a few days back, but did not get the opportunity to do so. A survey that went out to people that basically said, do you trust your state government to handle the state problems? Now, looking through the list, two things to tell you. First of all, Michigan ended up falling somewhere next to Ohio in the list of do you trust your state government to handle the problems of the state. Came in at a rate just over 50% that said, a great deal or a fair amount of trust. And if you look at, I mean, the bottom of the list, well, the bottom of the list is definitely interesting. You've got states like California, Louisiana, Pennsylvania, Rhode Island, Maine, Illinois. Illinois, it's under 30% of people that actually trust their state government to do much. But the interesting thing I found at the top of this list, let me give you a list of the states, and then we'll figure out what they have in common. Shouldn't take too much. North Dakota, Wyoming, Utah, South Dakota, Nebraska, Texas, Alaska, Montana, Indiana. What do all those states have in common?
They're all red states?
Bingo! I found that interesting, that top part of the list was all red states. I found it very interesting. Now, you know, I'm not sitting here and saying that Republicans run things better. Yes, I am. But but I'm saying, just how interesting is it that that was the case? Now, in case you're interested in digging into the facts a little bit deeper, if you go to the Gallup poll itself, the interesting thing is, as you dig into the numbers, the state of Michigan, most of the people that trust the state government either a great deal or a fair amount are those that say a fair amount. 47% of respondents said that. 7% said a great deal. So clearly, those in government have some work to do in the state of Michigan. Now, the numbers that come out a little lower than that, not very much, gets 33%, and none at all, 13%. None at all, of course, comprising of those 13% that include some Democrats that are being spiteful and Tea Party people that don't trust any government. So so it's the one thing they can agree on. I don't know. But so that's the kind of poll that they got. But you know what? It got me to wondering, looking at these numbers, if we couldn't just have a little discussion about it. And I think the discussion needs to center around, do you trust your state government? I mean, if you're listening in the sound of my voice, chances are you're in the state of Michigan. Do you trust the state government, the governor, the legislature? Do you trust the government? And why or why not? You know, and I think it's a pretty good question, and you will get all sorts of answers. I mean, it could be based on certain issues, could be based on just political ideologies or whatever. But whatever the case may be, I'd like to hear from you on this. Do you trust your state government to take care of the state's business, or don't you trust? Give us a call and tell us what your insights are on this. 382-4280, that's the local number. If you'd like to call in toll-free, it's 877-382-4280. And also, you could text us, as you always can, 80373. And share your insights that way. Not only can you use those numbers just to call us now, but at any time that we're discussing one of these issues, we invite you to be a part of the program. Because, you know what, it's just fun to have you here. Well, I think so. Michael, I don't know. I can't speak for him.
I think so, too.
Okay. Yeah, see, he's currying favor with you. See how that works? He wants you to trust him.
Trust me. I'm the producer.
This is what I deal with every single day. I have to tell you that. This is what I deal with.
But don't you love dealing with me?
Anyway, we're talking about... talking about state government. I mean, some people might look at this and say, you know what? I trust them to take care of this because, you know what? They're looking out, you know, they're talking about minimum wage right now. They're looking out for it. And that's an issue very important to me. You might think that. You might think, you know what, I don't trust them because I just drove down the street. And that's another one. That's another issue that we're facing in the state. You might think, you know what, I want my taxes to be lower. They're not doing that. Don't trust them. Or I do trust them because, you know, some of the things that I believe, they believe, and they're starting to work in a direction that agrees with me. Maybe you feel one of those ways. maybe you feel a totally different way. You can give us a call and share your insights. And I can tell you, when you call in, there are state reps, there are state senators, there are people that listen to the station on a daily basis to hear what you have to say because they want to know. I mean, it's an election year. They'd like to know so that they can get reelected. But that's their job. We elect them to represent us. So they'd like to hear from you, just like I would. 382-4280, 877-382-4280, or 80373, and you can be a part of the program. Now, I think there's a couple ways to look at this. And just from my perspective, you know, I look at this and say, all right, well, you know what? Yeah, roads do need some attention, but I think they're doing things somewhat smartly about it. I mean, they're looking at ways to be able to fund roads and increase funding to roads without taking more money out of my pocket. Therefore, I kind of trust them. On the other side of that, though, the minimum wage, I mean, this is a ballot proposal and a ballot initiative that's been taken up. I heard them when they started talking about, well, maybe we can take it up to 8.15. I like that. I'm not such a big fan of what the Senate just did yesterday, and we talked a good bit about that, where the Senate decided, okay, by 2017, $9.20 an hour. I'm not sure that I'm wild about that because, you know, we know what it's going to do. We know the prices on things are going to go up. We know that there's going to be some people that are facing job loss over it. You know, so to me, that's kind of a mark to say, okay, well, that's against. So I guess I'm kind of in the middle on it. Do I trust them a great deal? Well, no. Do I trust them not at all? Well, no. I think I'm find myself somewhere in the middle. But what say you? 382-4280, 877-382-4280, or 80373. You can text us and be a part of the program. Right now we head on over to the phones and say hello to Linda in Kalamazoo. Hi, Linda. Welcome to the program.
Hi, thank you. You said that you thought that our state reps and our senators would like to hear what we have to say.
Well, they are listening.
Well, good. I hope so, because I'll tell you, we've got three state reps in particular and one senator that said that they were against Common Core, against Medicaid expansion, and against Obamacare, and then they all three flipped on us. I guess I'd like to know why. Now it seems to be that two state reps might consider voting against Common Core, mm-hmm. but they're still for Medicaid expansion and Obamacare. So, I mean, if they're working for us, why aren't they listening to us?
Okay, so you would probably be in the camp of you don't trust them all that much or not at all then?
You know what? I did trust them at first, but now I don't. And I'll tell you, I am a very conservative Republican, and I thought that they were looking out for us because they're in the same party, but it doesn't seem to be the case to me anymore. No, I don't have confidence when they, I think that they told us what we wanted to hear to get elected, and now it seems like that they're elected and they're on their own. They're doing what they want to do. And if you get on the Secretary of State website, you can see who's paying the PAC money to buy the votes. So, I mean, it's all in black and white.
Okay. All right. Well, Linda, appreciate your phone call. Got to get on
to
some other calls here. We'll move on and chat with Joe in Portage standing by. Hi, Joe. Welcome to the program.
Hey, Jeremy. Hope you guys are having a great day. Do I trust any of the state politicians? No. Why? Because what's something you touched on earlier about ideologically driven, that's what they all are. They're not constitutionally driven. They're ideologically driven. So they're going to continue to be lapdogs, not fix anything, tell us everything's okay, and just continue on their merry way. I mean, these guys have had power for how long? And I don't care what party it is, Democrat, Republican. What have they done? Honestly, can you tell me something good that either party has done for the long term of the people?
Well,
not their pocketbooks, not their corporations, but for the people.
Well, Joe, I think, you asked the question. Let me answer it for you, okay? I think that one thing that they did pass recently, that was the road funding bill, while it doesn't solve the complete problem, it did take things and, you know, move some money around, that kind of thing. and offered a little bit more funding for roads. I mean, it's not perfect, but at least it's progress. I think we can point at that and say, all right, there's something legitimately good.
Okay. So, all right, now, with that, with the $1 billion or whatever they gave the corporations for tax breaks or whatever, why couldn't we have, like, moved and shifted that money around to fix the roads and bridges?
Well, that's a question that you can ask the representatives.
I see numbers that corporations are doing on the profits. They're doing fairly well. Mm-hmm. So, you know, tax breaks are not what they need. And, again, they did this for who? Did they do this for the people? No, they did this for the corporations. They did it for, you know, whoever they're a lapdog for.
Okay. All right. So I guess what camp would you put yourself in? It sounds like you don't trust them at all.
I don't like any of them. I'm an independent. I'm a true independent. Therefore, I don't believe in ideological driven beliefs. I believe what's best for the people, you know, and the more people need to stand up and shoot this across the bow. I mean, this thing where you can only vote for a Democrat or only vote for a Republican when there's numerous political parties out there that have way better answers that are being shut out of the process. I mean, this needs to stop.
Okay. Got to run for a break here. Joe, appreciate your call. And we can have you call in as well if you haven't yet. 382-4280, 877-382-4280 as the Jeremy Lawrence Show continues. It's 3:29, 53 degrees in Kalamazoo, 590 WKZO. Jeremy Lawrence with you, heading to the phones. And we chat with Christy in Richland. Hi, Christy. Welcome to the program.
Hello, and thank you. it's really hard to trust our government when the party that is in the majority of both the houses, you know, the Senate and the House, and also the governor to some extent, continuously goes around the voters and passes new laws to circumvent, you know, like we voted down right to work. We voted down emergency financial management. They went around and got that through anyway. Referenda have been cut off, which is our constitutional right as Michigan citizens to referendum our government. And, you know, when the Senate, by Senator Tom Casperson, introduces a law to intentionally cut off the first referendum about the wolf hunt in for politicians to hand off some of their power, some of their authority to another, to an unelected board, that is just not right. That's, you know, that's not just going around the voters. It's like making sure that there is nothing that can be done about that.
Okay. Christy, it sounds like you're in the camp of you really don't trust the government much at all at this point. I'd love to chat with you a little bit more, but I'm on top of the news break at the bottom of the hour. But thank you for your call today. I appreciate it.
All right. Thank you.
It's 53 degrees in Kalamazoo, 590 WKZO. 3:39, we're scheduled to speak with Bob Larson coming up here in just a minute or two. I'm just convinced he was hiding from us yesterday.
Yeah, because he still had the weather.
He still did the weather, but he sent somebody to do the weather for us. I think he was a little embarrassed by the colder temperatures that we faced.
He didn't want us to blame him for them.
Yeah, so that's my theory, but we're going to have to check it out, assuming he calls us here in a minute. But, so Bob's going to keep you up to date on what's going on this weekend. Based on what I'm seeing here, and I think I'm seeing something relatively accurate, it looks like it's going to get better. So we'll see how it all works out. So I'm sure that that Bob will be able to tell us about that. Also, a little bit later, going to be talking about GM, a $35 million fine because of the recall. And we'll dig in with that a little bit and chat with you about that, because there's some interesting stuff that goes along with that, some of the different quotes and things like that. And now, the man of the hour, the man who we were going to blame yesterday for the problems, but he was nowhere to be found. I'm not sure what happened, Bob Larson, but it was funny. It was cooler, and suddenly you were nowhere in sight.
Yeah, I had a last-minute emergency, as it were.
Ah, okay. Okay, because we were
ducking the bad weather. No,
we were all set to blame you, so you know.
Because chances are it's not exactly pleasant today. Chances are I wouldn't have been back today either. But I'm here to face the music.
All right. Well, you confused us a little bit, but I tell you what doesn't look confusing is what I'm seeing towards the end of the weekend weather-wise. That looks like things are getting better.
Absolutely, absolutely gets better at the end of the weekend. First of all, let's review normals, because it's been so abnormal when it comes to weather. We tend to forget exactly what is going on when it comes to what typically is the case. Mid-Bay, average high today, 70 degrees. So think about that.
Yeah.
Anytime we fail to even get to 70 from this point forward, it is cooler than average. Even 68, which sounds good right now, is still cooler than average. So even Sunday, as we warm back up into the 60s, it's still going to be shy of what is considered average, but at least we're stepping in the right direction. The average low right now, 48, and we'll be well below that over the next few nights. You know what the official low temperature was this morning?
Do tell.
32.
32.
Freezing.
But
wait, there's more.
Oh no. My goodness. It's like a Ginsu ad.
It was 32, but at least it was clear overnight and early this morning. Not so on the other side of Lake Michigan. Do you know that there was snow in the suburbs of Chicago this morning?
You know, I almost want to laugh, but I'm not going to.
Not just a few snow flurries, but snow to cover the ground.
Oh,
man.
Coating of snow, at least in the grass, across all the western suburbs of Chicago and back toward Rockford, Illinois. If you go far enough back, it was the latest snow on record, latest in the season that they've ever recorded any snow.
Wow.
And it wasn't just Rockford that had it. Even the nearby close-in western suburbs, Chicago, at least saw some snowflakes. So nasty stuff. At least we did not have that.
I even heard the Upper Peninsula caught some snow.
Oh, absolutely. In fact, it was accumulating snow there. And wind chills were in the teens during the late afternoon hours, not in the middle of the night. It's just incredibly nasty. Had I been here yesterday, my word would have been nasty. But my word today continues that theme. The word is cruel and unusual punishment is what I'm getting to.
Oh, okay.
But it is, I'm right. Just wondering, what did we do wrong to deserve this? Because this is cruel for May, but it goes away. Not all at once. We're back into the 30s again tonight. Mm-hmm. Probably again tomorrow night when it gets right down to it. But at least tomorrow we jump into the upper 50s and into the 60s on Sunday.
Okay. So looking ahead to next week, you know, we are looking towards the weekend, but there's going to be some people going, all right, well, it does get warmer, right?
All right.
So next week, what are we looking at?
Yeah, and of course next weekend is Memorial Day weekend. We'll hold that thought for a moment. But heading into next week, it is going to warm up without question. We'll be back actually above average before we get too deep into the week. Monday, we're probably back to 70, which is, as I just mentioned, about average. You know what? By Tuesday, I think it's well into the 70s, maybe close to 80. And I think we do hit 80 by the time we get to Wednesday. Now, how does that sound?
Great.
Yeah. Enjoying the sound of that.
Right. And it cools down later in the week. But when I say cools down, I do not mean the type of cool down that we've had in the last couple of days. Not that kind of cool down.
Okay.
But the warm-up probably reaches its peak on Wednesday.
Okay. So cool, the word for the day. And no, he's not referring to Michael.
No, cruel.
Oh, cruel?
Yeah, cruel.
Cruel. Cruel. I thought it was cruel.
Cruel and unusual punishment.
Oh, okay. All right. See, that's what I get.
Cool works, too.
Cool works. See, I figured you were just referring to yourself. I'm cool.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I tell you what, Bob, it is Friday, so I know you've got some numbers there for us, so let's dig into them.
All right. Let's look at the yearly comparison. Last year at this date, we were running about a degree colder than average for the year. And there were a lot of complaints about that. You know, why is it so cold? Compare that to this year, where we're still more than 6 degrees colder than average since January 1st. So quite a difference. Rainfall-wise, last year we were at a surplus over 4 inches wetter than average. And although we've had rain this week, we're still below average for the year. We're about 2 inches below average after being 4 inches above a year ago this time. So we still have some catching up to do. For the month, Last May at this point, 4 degrees warmer than average. This May, and this is going to be interesting because we've had so many ups and downs. We know it's cold now, but think back to earlier in the week when it was warm, very warm. For the month of May through yesterday, we're about a half degree colder than average at this point. And it's, of course, after this weekend, it's going to be a lot more than that. But right now, it's a half degree colder than average. Rainfall-wise, last May, we were about an inch below. This May, we're close. We're about a third of an inch below average, which isn't too bad, but we're still below.
Okay. I knew we had needed some before we got all that rain, so it's nice to hear we
still
made
need
up
more,
some of that.
But we're catching up.
That's good news, definitely. So, Bob, you have yourself a terrific weekend. And
thanks, Jeremy.
Hopefully all these warm-ups work, and we can count on you on Monday to help us out with it.
Right. It'll be looking a lot better by then.
Sounds good. All right. Bob Larson with AccuWeather. Appreciate it.
All right. Take care.
All right. And you know what? I'm feeling in a particularly giving mood.
Oh, great.
I am in a giving mood, and I'd like to give away some movie tickets right now.
All right. Let's do it then.
Okay. All right. So I'm assuming by your gleeful attitude you have a question.
You haven't caught me off guard.
No! I'm trying. I'm really trying because I wanted to give you these tickets. Here's what it's for. And, yeah, you gotta answer a dumb, stupid, ridiculous trivia, whatever it is he's going to come up with. But anyway, here's what it's for. The movie is Million Dollar Arm, opens up this weekend. This is that baseball movie that Disney is putting out. Baseball scout goes to India and looks at some guys that play cricket. So it's a very proper British kind of game, but they play it in India as well. Cricket. And he goes there and finds some guys that can pitch really, really fast. And brings them to America with the idea of turning them into a pitcher. So, interesting movie. I've seen the preview for this thing. I'm intrigued. You might end up seeing me at the theater. I don't know. I might end up there at some point because I'm interested in this one. It's going to be at Celebration Cinema in Portage. Celebration Crossroads, they call that. But you know it is, that theater we go to behind the mall. It's a great place to go see a movie, and we'd love to have you and three of your friends go see it. Here's the deal. First of all, you got to call 382-4280 or 877-382-4280. And then you have to answer the dumb, stupid, ridiculous trivia question that Michael's come up with. All right. Go ahead, Michael.
All right. And this question deals with baseball players from Mexico. All right.
Because that has so much to do with baseball players from India. Yes. Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
All right.
I'm glad we have some correlation there.
All right. What Major League Baseball player is the only player to win the Rookie of the Year and the Cy Young Award in the same season?
Okay. Rookie of the Year and Cy Young, same year.
Yep. And it happened in the early 80s, and it was in the National League.
Okay. There you go. So if you know the answer to that, 382-4280, 877-382-4280. We're going to find out who won these tickets, what the answer is to that question, and we're going to talk a little bit about GM as we continue ahead. The Jeremy Lawrence Show on 590 WKZO. Degrees in Kalamazoo, 590 WKZO. Well, clearly I have been corrected in the text messages. Someone texted 80373. We were talking about this movie, Million Dollar Arm, and I must have said that you pitch in cricket. I don't even remember saying it, but that's fine. I probably did say it.
I remember.
Of course you remember. Anyway, that clearly I'm showing that I know nothing about cricket, and I will own up to the fact that I know nothing about cricket other than it is an English game. So we had someone say, we English bowl in cricket, not pitch. You are correct. Thank you very much for that. I'll just admit right now I know nothing about that game other than, back when I got one of those really extended cable packages, I could watch cricket every now and again.
Mm-hmm.
I never did.
Never did.
But I could have. So there you go. I stand corrected. Yes, you bowl in cricket, not pitch. I always thought cricket was that annoying thing that makes noise. But, you know, whatever.
Well, they named a sport after it.
There you go. Which could or could not say something. I don't know. Regardless, though, all of this was started when we gave away some tickets to Million Dollar Arm. It's a baseball movie that sports agent goes out, finds these guys that that bowl. There we go. Bowl in cricket. And brings them to America to see if they can become pitchers. So, anyway, with that, Michael decided he wanted to ask you a trivia question. I still don't know why, but he did. And someone managed to come up with the answer. So, for those who are just joining us, what was the question and the corresponding answer?
The question was, what Major League Baseball player is the only player to win the Rookie of the Year and Cy Young Award in the same season? And the answer was Fernando Valenzuela.
There you go.
Of the Los Angeles Dodgers. He did it in 1981.
Mm-hmm.
And in fact, won his first 8 starts.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. See, and I would have guessed something really off the wall, you know. I don't know, Mario Soto. I don't have any idea. No, that was not the answer. But there was someone who knew the answer, and that person was...
John from Kalamazoo.
All right, so John gets to go to the movie and enjoy some, I guess enjoy some baseball on the movie. I would imagine that they see some of it there, so he can have those tickets and check that out. Opening tonight at the theater, and you can catch that at Celebration Cinema. Now, one of the things that I wanted to dig into, GM... has decided that, yes, indeed, they will pay a $35 million fine. This is something that the government decided that they needed to have them do. This was the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration. And they decided it's a pretty big fine, $35 million for waiting years to recall affected vehicles from that whole ignition switch thing that they've linked several deaths to. Now, I don't want to make light of this, but let's not forget that during some of the time that this withholding of information was going on, the government owned a piece of General Motors. Let's not forget it was enough that many of us started calling them government motors because the government had bought in. So... put it this way. Now get this here. U.S. Transportation Secretary Fox is saying, and I'm not seeing a first name here, I'm sorry, but saying during a press briefing that we can't tolerate what we'll never accept is a person or company that knows danger exists and says nothing. Literally, silence can kill. Okay. A government official is saying that GM was silent on all of this, and at some point during this whole stretch where GM was silent on all of this, the government owned a piece of GM. Can we not logically make the jump here and say that, in fact, the government is saying that they can't tolerate themselves because they knew danger existed and they said nothing?
That makes perfect sense, it sounds like.
Maybe it's a leap of logic. I don't know. But if the government had a piece of the action here, if the government was telling them, you will do this, you won't do that, guess what? The government knew about some stuff. And if the government said nothing and is now saying, well, they said nothing, we can't tolerate that, we're standing for the people. And yet they had an investment, they had some money in there, they had to have known something. I don't know. It seems kind of strange to me. And now, you know, GM has agreed to pay this, and I can understand that, but they could take it to its logical conclusion and say, you know what? The government owned a piece of the company, therefore the government is responsible for some of this fine. So, in effect, the government would have to pay itself. Picture that for a minute.
Yeah, money going from the left pocket into the right pocket.
It could very well be. Let's head to the phone lines here. Jeff's standing by. Hi, Jeff.
How you doing, guys?
Doing well.
great show today. Appreciate it. Well, I guess I'm just wondering, you know, the government came in and bailed them out financially, and they probably sit through all of the, you know, issues that were going on there. But I guess the one thing I'd like to talk about is, you know, this South Korean ferry thing.
Okay.
You know, they're going after the owners for that, and they're charging these people with accidental murder or whatever else. But I guess these folks that maybe are guilty of, quote, accidental murder are pretty lucky that they don't live in South Korea.
I guess. All right. I got to run, Jeff. Thanks for your call.
All right, thanks.
We'll continue ahead. Keep it right here. Jeremy Lawrence Show on 590 WKZO.
This is Kalamazoo's news station and Kalamazoo's home for Detroit Tiger baseball. 590 WKZO, Kalamazoo.